I left New Orleans the following day. Mother Castro was buried in a pauper's grave. The grass gave me the carving, the idol of Cthulhu, from atop the pillar. As a keepsake, or as a reward for accompanying him on the raid, maybe just to get the damnable thing out of his city. When I got back to Providence, I put it on a back shelf in my office and tried not to think about it. I succeeded, too, until a few weeks ago. I was grading papers in my office on the 2nd of March when...
Hello? Hello? Professor Angel?
Who's there? It's not office hours.
That's all right. I don't have an appointment.
Who are you? Are you one of my students?
No.
Are you sure? I swear I'd seen you in Survey of Egyptology.
I'm not a student here. I go to the Rhode Island School of Design.
Then you want the arts department. That's over on the other side.
No. I'm looking for an archaeologist. Possibly a philologist. A man learned in strange tongues and writings, and wise in dreams older than the brooding Sphinx, or garden-girdled Babylon.
I was on the point of throwing him out. He was certainly disreputable-looking. Flamboyantly artistic in his mannerisms, sloppy in his dress and long-haired, standing in my doorway with a cardboard box clutched to his narrow chest. But something in the words of his last sentence caught my attention.
Very well. Yes, I am Professor Angel, Semitic Languages Emeritus.
What does that last word mean?
It means I have an office and teach whatever I care to, whenever I care to, if I care to. And you are...
Henry Wilcox, artiste of the decadent and the macabre. Pardon me if I don't shake hands, it's bourgeois.
Well, you also have your hands full and are standing in my doorway. Good grief, come in and sit down.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you, Mr. Wilcox? Is it something in that box?
Yes, it's to do with hieroglyphs.
A broad field. Egyptian hieroglyphs? Mesopotamian cuneiform? Easter Island Rongo Rongo?
No, none of those. Did you feel the earthquake last night?
I can't say I did, but there's a trolley line running down my street and...
I did. It excited me. When I finally went to bed, I had dreams. Unprecedented dreams of cyclopean cities of titan blocks and sky-flung monoliths.